Hey, I'm Doug, and this is my co-host,
Casey.
And this is episode 19, Bottom Line. What do
Hi,
we got?
Guys. Okay, so this episode is sponsored by Marine Data Solutions.
No throttling, no contract, unlimited data. I just found out today they make all the data in the United States in a factory.
That's
They've
awesome.
Got buckets of it. So go ahead and use it. They don't care.
That's great.
Yeah.
A big shout out to Yacht Air South.
Yacht Air South. Okay, I was on a charter last weekend.
How did that go?
Ugh, not good.
I didn't ask you.
But anyway, Jimmy from Yacht Air South. Stop what he was doing on the 4th of July, fixing an air conditioning problem
cool.
Yeah, that I had. And you know, we got underway on time. So big thank you to Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, yeah. Doug.
What?
What the hell is all this stuff?
This is Jaws.
Yeah.
This is I grabbed all the Jaws props from the boat. Careful. Because this week is 45 years ago. Everybody stopped going in the water, scared to death of sharks.
Right.
Yeah. The movie came out a couple weeks earlier, so we're celebrating Jaws.
I love it.
Yeah, isn't
this
that cool?
Awesome. Yeah, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, industry news. Over in New Zealand, an old yacht owner, Robert Maxwell.
Robert Maxwell's old yacht?
Yeah. So basically, somebody actually went and trespassed on that yacht.
Okay, so Robert Maxwell, the billionaire, died under mysterious circumstances off the Canary Islands in 91. I remember that. But who's his daughter?
Jillian.
Oh, wait. And who was she dating?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein died under mysterious circumstances under police custody. So it's like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
You know?
So what's the status? What's her status now?
What's her status?
Yes.
She committed suicide next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Little Jaws trivia.
Okay.
So Spielberg wanted to direct James Bond, and twice they turned him down. So, but if you look at a movie, he actually put 007, 007 on the license plate in the movie. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that.
And this is pretty cool.
What?
This here.
Oh, this is the mask that Richard Dreyfuss wore in a movie.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
What about Bob and Jaws, obviously? Over in Italy, five Americans who flew a private jet to a Mediterranean island in Sardinia.
Idiots.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. They were refused.
Yes, because even though they're millionaires, they were flying from Colorado. They went all the way over there, and they got turned around and sent back.
Yeah, why would they
14
even try
14 hours
that?
On a tarmac trying to talk their way
why
in.
Why would you even try that?
The moral of the story here is, if they can't do it, yacht crew trying to board a boat ain't going to be able to do it either.
Right.
So you guys got to watch out for that.
There you go.
Next.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
The world's first icebreaker yacht was launched this month.
Oh, yes. So,
oh, no. Swimming hazards.
Yes. Yeah, it was
That's awesome.
It was launched in the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Netherlands. And,
Yeah, so listen, 77 meter.
Yes, and how big is that? Come on. A little trivia.
252.
Pretty good.
Yeah. $2.5 billion. How much does it charter for?
So it charters for $836,000 a week.
So you're over $1 million a week. So, but the beautiful part about this is the guy charters the boat. He goes home. He goes, honey, go pack. I just chartered this huge yacht.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, my God, where are we going? Monaco? Are we going to St. Bart's? No. We're going up to the Arctic and breaking ice for a week.
Right. And no.
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 That's okay. Not going to work.
Okay. So now the bottom line is now on Spotify.
Yes.
We're on Spotify.
The bottom line is on Spotify. We are on the Yachting International Radio Channel. You can listen to us now in your car. What are you doing?
I'm listening to us.
Not now, Casey. Yes, so you can listen to us now in your car. That's pretty awesome.
What does that mean, really, though?
For us?
Yeah.
Just made dating a lot easier. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, boating terms, midwatch.
Oh, midwatch. That's the watch in the middle of the night. So what is the midwatch used for? So if you have yacht crew, just won't stop talking.
Chatty Cathy
sort of
person.
Put them on the midwatch. That's what it's for. So you could actually do a 7-day passage and never see them.
I was never on midwatch.
Once you were. I'm not sure. But you'll never see them after 7 days. You'll pull in and go, oh, my God, you're still here. I forgot. So that's what it's for crew to talk too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome. So next. Bimini top, Doug. Bimini top.
Bimini top literally is just a piece of canvas for a sunshade, you know, to keep the girls in bikinis, you know, cool outside so they don't have to retire to indoors.
Right.
Do you know which island the Bimini top was invented?
Of course I do, Doug. The Bahamas.
No, Bimini.
Oh, my bad. Okay. What about the Fort Lauderdale top?
Fort Lauderdale top. Okay, that would be a hoodie, tinted windows, and maybe a grill. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, that's not going to be a fun trip.
I can't even do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Next question.
Oh, wait. Listen.
Yes.
More Jaws trivia. So there's a guy named Jeffrey Voorhees who is at the Wharf Pub in Martha's Vineyard.
Right. Okay.
He played Alex Kidner in the movie. And he is so happy to talk about Jaws. So if you're in Martha's Vineyard, go stop by and say hi. He loves to talk about it. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Next. All right. Questions. Aiden Lacombe, 8 years old. So cute. Why do they call it the Flybridge?
This guy, Aiden, sent us a video question. It was really
adorable.
Cute. And his father, Jeff, he runs a 116-foot Lazera. Jeff, I know you're getting underway this week, so have a good trip. So I'm going to try and answer this real. You know, real. So Aiden, a long time ago, it was called a monkey bridge, and then it later became a flying bridge, and now it just got shortened to fly bridge. It was designed for the captains to spot fish when they're fishing. The higher up you are, the more you can see.
That's
now,
cool.
In yachting terms, a lot of people call it a flybridge, but if you don't have controls up there, what is it actually?
It's called the observation deck.
It's really an observation deck. Without controls, it's not really a flybridge. But yeah, we twist turns around with the yachts. Okay, what else we got?
Well, Doug, I mean, have you ever been asked, I mean, this is kind of, any stupid questions, any dumb questions?
I was asked if we could get closer to the sunset. I get asked this all the time. Do the crew live on board? Do they sleep on board at night? And a lot of times I'm like, no, wherever we stop, we all get, you know, apartments and hotel rooms, and then, you know, we just leave you on the boat at night, and then we show up in the morning when we come back to work.
Luxury.
Do we live on board? Yeah.
Okay. Crew corner. Freelance.
What else is it called?
Temp.
Or stupid.
No.
More stupid.
No.
Okay, so temp crew is an important part of our industry. It gives regular crew time off. Some people have made it a career. It's a tough gig as a full-time job because when the one boat pulls in, you got to jump right back on another one while everybody else is chilling.
The resume.
Yeah, but now listen. Now, there's another type of freelance crew. Those are the ones that can't hold a job. They keep getting fired. We know who you are. I'm going to tell you how we know who you are. Because when on your resume, you just say freelance, 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 freelance. We know that that's not really freelance. So, you know, just put some more effort into keeping your job.
Yeah, longevity.
Longevity.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, did the shark have a name?
Actually, the shark did have a name. It was named after Spielberg's lawyer, Bruce.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story. That's a true story.
Oh, awesome.
But isn't all this stuff cool?
This is really cool.
Orca. This is a Jaws. This is a billboard is falling down.
It's
yeah,
fine.
We got the sign. But I think that's about it.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it for episode 19.
Thank
I'm Doug.
You. I'm Casey.
Ta ta.
Gotta get a bigger boat.
Gotta get a bigger boat. What do you think? This drives me absolutely crazy.
That was really good.
It drives me crazy.
It's really good.
Okay.